It's being hailed as the most exceptional art discovery from the antiquity era in half a century. Archaeologists in Italy have uncovered 24 perfectly preserved bronze statues buried under hot mud and water for more than 2,000 years. NPR's Silvia Poggioli recently visited the excavation site that could rewrite the history of an ancient era.
The town of San Casciano dei Bagni, literally San Casciano of the Baths, soars over a lush valley dotted with cypress trees. It's one of many picturesque Tuscan hilltop towns. But in the 3rd century BC, it had a unique attraction. The ancient Etruscans built a sanctuary at the local hot springs that later gave the town its name. The valley just below the town has 42 sources that provide one of the largest flows of thermal water in Europe, says Ludovico Salerno, a member of the local archaeological association.
La sorgente del Bagno Grande dove è stato trovato poi il santuario.
This source is the most powerful in San Casciano. Every day, he adds, it pumps out hundreds of thousands of gallons of 105-degree water. We're standing on the edge of the excavation site of the ancient spa. Starting in 2020, funded by the municipality, archaeologists unearthed a large marble pool. It was decorated with fountains and altars to the god Apollo, his son Asclepius, and his daughter Hygieia, the root of the word hygiene. This site, says Salerno, was not for recreation. The pool was a sacred place. Only the religious custodians could bathe there. Sick people came to the sanctuary, Salerno adds, in the hopes of being cured and would offer gifts to the gods. It was a place of suffering and, he says, it was a place of hope. The first finds were coins and small votive offerings representing body parts in need of healing, ears, feet, torsos, and the like. Then, this past September and October, the team of archaeologists found 24 bronze statues, some a meter high, perfectly preserved by the mud and water at the bottom of the large pool. They include a sleeping adolescent male lying next to one of the goddess of health Hygieia with a snake wrapped around her arms. Archaeologist Emanuele Mariotti oversees the excavation site. He says finding so many objects in their original location provides a unique historical context.
So this is not only the discovery of the statues and small and big bronze and coins and everything and the architecture. Everything must be in the right place with the right things around. This is the context. The context could tell us the real history and all the history about this place.
The new discoveries also shed light on what the Italian Culture Ministry describes as a unique multicultural and multilingual haven of peace between Etruscans and Romans at a time when the rivals were mostly at war. And scholars, says Mariotti, could rewrite the history of the transition from the Etruscan civilization to the Roman Empire.
We can describe all the life day by day here through 4 or 5 centuries. So this is incredible.
But for all the new information coming out of the San Casciano sanctuary, there's one big mystery. Why didn't the Christians destroy this or convert it into a church like they did with so many other pagan temples? Around the year 500 AD, the sanctuary was dismantled piece by piece. The statues were laid to rest at the bottom of the big pool, covered and sealed with columns and large slabs of marble. The burial of a civilization, says Mariotti, performed with pietas, the Latin word for respect and family devotion.
Maybe the pagans did this, not the Christians, to protect their culture and their religion. We are not sure about, but probably is this.
Excavation at the sanctuary will resume in the spring, and the statues, now being studied in a restoration institute, will eventually be displayed in a new museum to be built here. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, San Casciano dei Bagni.